Blackstone Audio presents Robinson Crusoe by Daniel Defoe. I, poor miserable Robinson Crusoe, being shipwrecked during a dreadful storm, came on shore this dismal, unfortunate island, which I called the Isle of Despair. All the rest of the ship's company being drowned and myself almost dead, I had no food, house, clothes, weapon, or place to fly to, and in despair of any relief, saw nothing but death before me, either that I should be devoured by wild beasts, murdered by savages, or starved to death from want of food. Preface. If ever the story of any private man's adventures in the world were worth making public, and were acceptable when published, the editor of this account thinks this will be so. The wonders of this man's life exceed all that, he thinks, is to be found extant, the life of one man being scarce capable of a greater variety. The story is told with modesty, with seriousness, and with a religious application of events to the uses to which wise men always apply them, viz., to the instruction of others by this example, and to justify and honour the wisdom of Providence in all the variety of our circumstances, let them happen how they will. The editor believes the thing to be a just history of fact. Neither is there any appearance of fiction in it, and, however, thinks, because all such things are disputed, that the improvement of it, as well to the diversion as to the instruction of the reader, will be the same. And as such, he thinks, without further compliment to the world, he does them a great service in the publication. I Go to Sea. I was born in the year 1632 in the city of York, of a good family, though not of that country, my father being a foreigner of Bremen, who settled first at Hull. He got a good estate by merchandise, and, leaving off his trade, lived afterward at York, from whence he had married my mother, whose relations were named Robinson, a very good family in that country, and from whom I was called Robinson Kreuznayer. But by the usual corruption of words in England, we are now called, nay, we call ourselves, and write our name Crusoe, and so my companions always called me. I had two elder brothers, one of which was lieutenant colonel to an English regiment of foot in Flanders, formerly commanded by the famous Colonel Lockhart, and was killed at the battle near Dunkirk against the Spaniards. What became of my second brother I never knew, any more than my father or mother did know what was become of me. Being the third son of the family, and not bred...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?